dear brothers and sisters in Christ. We're looking into the goodness of biblical figures based on senior pastors' sermons in 2015. Only Ruth and the figure of this message are Gentiles in his message. He was from the kingdom of Aram. He was a very important man to the king of Aram. Referring to this man, Jesus said, "There were many lepers in Israel in time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, but only this man, the Syrian." That's right. He is the general Naaman. Isaiah 6:9 says, he said, "Go and tell these people, keep on listening, but do not perceive. Keep on looking, but do not understand." It means, when the world is full of sin and evil, hearts of people will be stained by sin and evil. So even if they see the words of truth and the power of God, they can understand. However, those with good hearts, those who are looking for the truth, can see the light when there is light of truth, and they will come forward to the light. Among the many words, they have ears to listen to the words of truth. Our Lord also said that those who have the spiritual eyes and ears are truly blessed. Jesus said in Matthew 13:16, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." So blessing can be received by these people with spiritual ears and eyes. If those eyes are blinded and covered, they cannot find a way to blessing. Therefore, there are so many who want to receive blessing, but it's actually rare to receive such blessings. Naaman, that I'm going to preach about tonight, is the person whose spiritual eyes and ears were open and went to the way of this blessing. He was a man from the Old Testament, but he was recognized by Jesus. General Naaman was that good, and he had the vessel to receive blessing. I'm going to tell you why God said Naaman was good, and give you a chance to check your heart. If you find any shortages, fill it up with goodness. And I pray in the name of the Lord that you may live a life that can receive answers and testify to your blessing. Let me tell you who he is first. It is well written in 2 Kings chapter 5. Back then, Israel was divided into southern Judah and northern Israel. In northern Israel, a son to King Ahab was the king. Well, you may feel like, you know, the Korea has similarity to this, the divided in Israel. And there was a neighboring country that was adjacent to Israel. That was Aram. Back then, in Aram was so strong country. And in general of that country was Naaman. When there were many, you know, wars and battles, then soldiers are very important in that country. Therefore, generals and officers in army could have, you know, great power. General Naaman was from that kind of time. So he was second to his king. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master, and highly respected." He was respected by his king. He got honor. He got power as the captain. He must have, you know, greatly succeeded in his life. So he might have been, you know, self-satisfied. He might have, you know, many servants. He might have, you know, enjoyed in a rich and easy life. However, he encountered a big problem that couldn't be solved by worldly method. That was leprosy. Let me tell you about that disease. Well, there were, Some people say this, you know, leprosy contains the meaning of, you know, discrimination. But the Bible calls it, you know, leprosy. So I may, you know, refer to this disease as, you know, Hansen's disease, okay? Hansen's disease. It is a contagious disease. It may be people can get this kind of disease through their, you know, breathing or through their skin. It may stay inside, you know, a nerve for a long time, and there must be a pain. Sometimes, you know, people lose their hair. You know, when you lose your hair, you know, you're in trouble, right? Some people with this leprosy, you know, lose their hair all over their body. But, you know, they don't sweat. Because they don't sweat, the skin got very dry, and then the skin later in the cracks. Sometimes they have in the red skin. So if you look at those, the pictures of lepers, you know, you can see their face or body got seriously distorted. You know, at this kind of level, you know, the life of the lepers are so miserable. However, once that their nerves break down and completely destroyed, there are bigger problems. Because they got no nerves, they cannot feel whether it is hot or cold or painful. Now you may think, you know, since people cannot feel the pain and it is easy, it's good. Well, that thought is very dangerous. Even if they are cut by knife, even if they touch very hot in a pot or water, they don't feel it. Even if their finger is cut, they don't feel it. It is very serious. I mean, dangerous. They don't feel any pain even if they touch in a hot in a pot. So, you know, germs, you know, entered, and because of those, you know, germs, you know, their skins got, you know, got cracked and distorted. Or sometimes, you know, even if they are alive, you know, their fingers or toes cut off. They lost their fingers and toes. Since they got no, you know, nerve at all, you know, they don't feel pain, and that is the germs, you know, spread all over the body. And they cannot move their body at all, and then their joints got stiffened, and they cannot, you know, stretch their fingers or legs. Well, I wanted to show you a picture of a leper, but, you know, I searched for the pictures, but I gave up because the pictures were too much. I couldn't look at their faces or their, you know, hands because there were no fingers at all. So, but this leprosy is a quite long-lasting disease in human history. It's incurable disease. And the people with no lepers look so terrible. So, not only in Israel, but other countries call it a wrath of God or curse of demons. Because of the medical technology developed nowadays, when they find this disease in the early stage, you know, it can be healed. However, they can kill the germs, but no matter how much the medical technology develop, they cannot recover the lost body parts or revive the dead nerve. It's impossible. So there are many people who live in pain, even though they take medicine. So I'm talking about nowadays. So what about those in the days of Naaman? You know, it was so fearful disease. You know, it was incurable disease. Well, we can guess that Naaman was not, you know, doing nothing because he was second to the king. He got wrath. I mean, he got wealth and honor. He might have tried all means. He was a right hand of God. I mean, the right hand of the king of Aram. So the king might have, you know, did his best to heal him. He could have taken all kinds of medicines and, you know, referred to many, you know, good doctors. But all in vain. He couldn't be healed of, you know, leprosy, despite all kinds of wisdom and power of man. When we live our lives, not only in leprosy, but also there are some things that we cannot overcome. Like in a disaster, such as in a typhoon and flood. Or some people got in incurable diseases. Or a family member got, you know, incurable disease. So you suffer a lot in your heart, right? So people become so weak at this moment because it was beyond the cope of man's ability. So they cannot deal with it. So they give up in the middle, in the end. But God has no limit. He can do anything, and nothing is impossible for Him. So Mark 9:23, Jesus said, "If you can, all things are possible to him who believes." What a blessed news. If we live by the word of God, we can avoid all kinds of disasters and afflictions, even if we face them, once we repent and Father God recovers us. Those who believe in God well understand this spiritual law, so they experience this kind of works. And they preach the gospel so that other people can know God and believe Him. They cannot show God, but they show the evidence that Father God is alive so that, you know, the people can believe in God. Why do they preach the gospel like this? They want just one more soul believe in Father God, depend on God's power, and live a blessed and happy life. Ultimately, they want them to receive salvation and go to heaven instead of misery, miserable hell. They want to give good things because they experienced it. However, there are so many people who don't listen to this gospel. Their sin are stained by sin and evil. Their hearts are so hardened, so they cannot hear the words of the truth. Even if they see the signs and wonders of the Bible, they try to deny them. But those with good hearts don't refuse to listen to this gospel. They try to open their ears and hearts. So what happened to them? They understand the truth in the gospel, and they believe in their heart. General Naaman was such a man of good heart. When he was in agony, he heard the good news. He heard this good news through the lips of a maid. There was a maid from Israel. This maid served Naaman's wife. Now, this maid went to her mistress and said, as in 2 Kings 5:3, "I wish that my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, then he would cure him of his leprosy." It was just a maid, but she preached the gospel. So how did Naaman react to it? Even though it was a word of a maid, he didn't neglect it. He heard it. He was a noble, second to the king. But he was humble enough to listen to a low maid. Especially, she delivered the good news, word of blessing. So, people with good heart to listen to this good news, Father God calls their heart good. Well, it's not easy to listen to others, actually. They know it is good to listen to others. But why don't they do so? Why? Well, there might be many reasons, but two biggest reasons are righteousness and frameworks. When people have righteousness and frameworks, they cannot accept something not in accordance with their thoughts. They don't accept it because others are wrong. They think what they think is right. That's their righteousness. But someone is talking about something that is against their idea. So, senior pastor once said, self-righteousness is like an arrow. and the self frameworks are like in the wall of a castle. When people have strong self-righteousness, they don't listen to others. Rather, they have ill feelings against them. That's not right. I am right. They are wrong. And they don't, I mean, they feel ill. And sometimes they say, how can they not know these kind of basic things? And they even say, he got so narrow a viewpoint. You know, many people cannot have conversation with him. See? He is born like that. He's so, you know, stubborn, and he just do whatever he likes. Now, people, you know, easily judge and condemn like this. And they get upset. And they sometimes, you know, argue with those people. When this self-righteousness becomes, you know, very hardened, it becomes frameworks. When people have these strong self-frameworks, they cannot accept no matter how good it is. Some people say they are living in their own world. I said senior pastor compared the frameworks as a wall of a castle. They live in that castle with the high wall, strong wall. Even though people outside the wall cry out, saying, there is so many good things out of this castle. Come out! But this man doesn't come out. So, when you have this strong self-righteousness frameworks, you don't listen to others. What if someone who talks to you is younger than you are, or less educated than you are, or lower than you are in position? It's not easy to listen to him or her. I believe you may try to evangelize your family members or relatives. You told them good things, but you're, you know, ignored, right? I think you experienced it. What if Naaman was a man of, you know, hardened heart? The same thing might have happened. He might have said, mind your own business. Who are you to say like this? He might have said that. But he got goodness. People with goodness have, you know, comparably weak, you know, self-righteousness frameworks. When others say right words, they can easily break their frameworks and accept others. They don't judge and condemn others. Why? They do know that they don't have such a right. Well, Naaman was a Gentile, so he didn't learn this truth. However, he followed the goodness of his heart. So, he listened to the goodness that his little low maid delivered. He listened to all the goodness because he was humble. Humble mind is the first reason why God recognizes Naaman as good. My main members had all that kind of humbleness and goodness. So you listen to the preacher. That's why you are here tonight. Well, I'm pretty sure that before you accepted the Lord, you might have this story and that story before. However, you eventually listened to the gospel and came to church, right? So how good is it as you come to the church and learn the truth and understand the word? You receive the salvation of your soul. You are blessed to go to heaven. And you are free from sin and worries and all kinds of tribulations. You learned how to receive answer. And you know about New Jerusalem and you go into that New Jerusalem. How blessed are you? You are like in the middle of an ark of salvation in the stormy sea. So you must think you are so blessed. You gotta give thanks and glory to Father God who opened your eyes so that you can hear the gospel. Brothers and sisters, the reason God says Naaman is good is that he showed his faith with actions. He didn't just listen to the good news. He showed his deeds. He proved that he believed it. He accepted what maid said. There was such a good prophet in Israel. He could heal my, you know, disease. He had hope. So what he did after this was very worthy to receive God's blessing. First, Let me tell you what Naaman did and ask yourself and what you have done after you heard the good news. First, he didn't send any servant to the prophet and ask for him to pray for him. He himself went to the prophet. You know, it is right to go to the one you can receive help from. Especially the prophet is recognized by God, and he got the power of God. So, you must, you know, deal with him like as you deal with God. Well, if there is a messenger from a neighboring country, then, you know, the people of the country, you know, treats him like a king of the neighboring country himself, right? But those with, you know, those who are blinded, those who have, you know, blinded spiritual eyes can understand this spiritual law. If they think that they are in a higher position than the prophet, you know, they ignore those prophets. But Father God is not pleased with this. General Naaman was good, had a good heart. So he thought he must go to the prophet. So, he got the permission from the king, and he prepared himself to go to Israel. So here comes the second reason. Second action that Naaman did. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 5 said, "The king of Aram said, 'Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel.' He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 charges of clothes." So when we convert it to our current, you know, a measure, 10 talents of silver is like 350 kilograms of silver, and 6,000 shekels of gold means 70 kilograms of gold. So he was a captain and a general of a country. So it was easy for him to take care of it like this. However, not all the rich, you know, can help self in the prepare like this. There were even men, you know, who, you know, didn't follow Jesus because of the region that he owned. Matthew 6:21 says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Out of his desperate heart to be healed, you know, he prepared this kind of offerings. General Naaman didn't ask for luck. He didn't have greed. He just had a desperate heart to be healed. So, he desperately prepared these offerings. And this was accepted as goodness by God. Father God is pleased with those who follow the goodwill of Father God and show these deeds of faith. And he gives answer to them. Now, General Naaman destroyed his self-limit. No, he finally arrived at the place where prophet of God lived. He was a captain of a country. So he expected to see Elisha the prophet face to face and receive his prayer, right? However, it was not Elisha who came out of the house. It was servant. That servant said, "Elisha said this to you, go to the Jordan River and dip yourself into the Jordan River 7 times. Then you will be cleansed." He didn't say, "Good work. It was a long trip," right? So General Naaman was upset. He tried to go back. Now, 2 Kings 5, verses 11 and 12 says, "But Naaman was furious and went away and said, 'Behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Parpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?' So he turned and went away in a rage." He could have done it. He expected for the prophet to pray for him, but he didn't come out. You know, his pride was hurt. He got upset. So, he didn't like what Elisha told him. Dipping himself in the Jordan 7 times, he said, In his country, there are rivers better than the Jordan River. Now, Jordan River is good for disease? And wash myself there? My rivers in my country are better. He thought to himself like this. He used all kinds of methods to be healed, but it didn't work. So, Jordan River can cure him when he dipped himself 7 times in the river? No, it didn't work. He brought great offerings. He showed this faith. But Naaman didn't pass this test. Why? Because he was good, but he got limit. The goodness of Naaman explained what he was, but he was not changed by the truth. Okay? He didn't learn the truth. If he had learned it, he could have tested. However, he didn't do that. So he got limit of the flesh. He got, you know, good heart. So he showed such deeds, but he couldn't pass the test, breaking the limit. So he couldn't understand in Elisha. He couldn't believe what Elisha said. He used the fleshly thoughts, so he thought he was ignored. So he went tried to go back to his country. So fleshly thoughts are hostile toward God, okay? Brothers and sisters, God is not like men. His thought surpasses man's thought. Naturally, right? He is higher than man is, and he works in heaven. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. And Isaiah 55 verses 8 and 9 say, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. People can't, but God can. He can even revive the dead. He can make infirmities complete. He could even turn stones into descendants of Adam. It is impossible to man, but it is an easy job to God. But for God to show such works, He needs to see our faith. Even though it is impossible in man's thought, we gotta believe that Father God can do it. Even though we can understand it, we gotta believe that there must be a good will of God. But if you have fleshly thought, such faith will go away. That was the case of Naaman. Do you think Elisha sent his servant because he didn't like it? No, it was a test for him to pass the justice and show his faith. Think about Syrophoenician lady in Jesus' time. She came to Jesus to heal her daughter. Lord. But Jesus didn't listen to her. Then she made the request, make herself very humble. She even said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs feed on the crumbs which fall from their master's table. What if, the Syrophoenician lady was not humble like this? She could have used her fleshly thought and got disappointed and retreat. So think about, Naaman. Naaman could receive healing works from Father God. But if he had, fleshly thought, he couldn't have received that, received the blessing. Think about, Naaman. But there was someone. 2 Kings 5:13 says, then his servants came near and spoke to him and said, my father, had the prophet told you to do some great thing? Would you not have done it? How much more than when he says to you, wash and be clean? His servants stopped him. Let me tell you again. My father, you could have even done greater thing to be healed. But it was just the simple thing to wash yourself. I think you'd better obey. They told him like this. They both got angry. So if you are working for someone, or if you work for your boss, you know that it's not easy to give an advice to your boss, when, especially when your boss is very angry. However, Naaman's servants loved him from the bottom of their hearts. So he could give this kind of advice to their boss. It means Naaman has such a big vessel to accept and hear what, you know, his servants say. Even though he got fleshly thought, basically he was good-hearted man and humble man and wide heart. Before, you know, he listened to a low servant and went to prophet, right? He didn't ignore servant's words. He could hear. Since he got in a great heart, he had a worthy vessel to accept all the good things. What if Naaman had been a very stubborn and arrogant man? How could his servants have called him in a father, right? Think about, you know, the times of Joseon dynasty of in this country. You know, even there were, you know, sons and daughters who were not from their first, you know, wife. They even called their father in a father. But Naaman's servants called him in a father. It means Naaman loved his servants and he dealt with them in goodness. So his servants, you know, could advise him with love. Here, we gotta look back on ourselves. Put yourself into Naaman's situation. There are many chances are that you listen to advice of your family, a friend, or brothers or sisters in faith. Then, did you open your heart and listen to them? Or did you have ill feelings? Or you said to yourself, I know, don't talk to me like that. Haven't you thought like this? If you are like that, who could you give you advice? They would read your face before they talk to you. Well, what if you could have, you know, received blessing if you listen to someone's advice? So you gotta listen and accept whatever, I mean, what others say with thanks. Well, let me tell you my testimony. I work so hard to be sanctified, right? And I realized that I have such, you know, strong self-righteousness and frameworks. And when people advise me, you know, I should listen to them when it is right. But I didn't. I was actually checking on her whether he was doing what she said. I mean, you know, I was not changed. So I thought, you know, I suppressed my feeling. Twice or third times, I thought to myself that I shouldn't get upset. But when she gave me an advice like 5, 6, 7 times, I finally got, you know, upset and evil came out. Father, who is right? Am I right or she is right? Should I listen to her? Is she doing what she says? I prayed like that during the prayer time. I hope you don't pray like this. I prayed like that, but, you know, thankfully, my faith was weak then. I got an answer. So what is important to you at this moment? I heard the kind of things in my heart. I should check what she said was truth or not. Obviously, what she said was true. So I became silent. So I prayed again. Father, but I don't feel good still. She gives me advice. But I don't think she, you know, does what she says. What should I do? Then I heard it. Then, do you want me to help you not see her again? But, you know, I couldn't pray like that. So, you know, Senior Pastor said that if you avoid the trials, the bigger trials will come. So I thought to myself that if she says the truth, then I should listen to her. Then I got to change my attitude or I change my action. I should get rid of ill feelings whenever I hear her. So when Father God said, "Do you want me to help you not see her again?" And I said, my prayer, "Father, I'll change myself." So later, I was able to listen to her with thanks and joy. I was changed like that. I changed my thought. Why? What she said was regarded as a word of God. That's what I thought. I hope our brothers and sisters can hear advice from other people. Regard it as a word of God to give you a blessing. If you think like that, then, well, it is easier to listen to people's advice. So, Naaman listened to his servants and changed his thoughts. And he went to the Jordan River and dipped himself into the Jordan 7 times. Spiritually, number 7 means complete. The Jordan River, water of Jordan River, is the word of God. So, it means perfect, complete obedience to the word of God. So in order to receive answer, we gotta do the same deed in the General Naaman did. That is, the complete obedience. The important thing is that until he dipped himself 7 times, nothing happened. 3rd time, 4th time, 6th, nothing happened. You know, he could have seen that something was improving, but there was no sign of changing. I dipped myself 6 times, but nothing works. If he had given it up, then he could not have been healed. However, he didn't give up in the middle. He obeyed the word and washed himself 7 times, and he finally saw the work of God. 2 Kings 5:14 says, "So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean." He was completely healed of a leprosy. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the 3rd reason why Naaman was recognized as a good by God and his problem was solved is that he got his unchanging heart. Let me make this short, okay? Inside the church, you know, sometimes we can see something. We can see some people, you know, when they are in trouble, and they say, "Once I solve this problem, I'll do this and I'll do that." Once they receive blessing, they change their mind, even though they have to keep their mind. They change their mind out of their inner craftiness. They forget the grace they receive, and they go out. But Naaman was not like that. He was completely healed of his leprosy, and he realized that God is the only God, and he confessed that he would serve God only. Now, but the king that he served didn't accept God, so he had to help his king to worship idols. He was in that kind of position. "I have to help the king, but help me and forgive me to do so." He asked for forgiveness for the future action. General Naaman was thankful for God's blessing, and he had such a good heart. His heart was the same before the healing and after the healing. So, there were many lepers in the days of, you know, Elisha. But Father God chose Naaman, and God was glorified through Gentile Naaman. Because God sees the heart of men. It works the same today. Father God chooses a man with a heart like Naaman's heart and gives them blessing and grace. And Father God accomplishes His will through such people. If we don't change our heart seeking for our own benefit, then we will surely receive God's blessing. Especially if we don't forget the grace once we receive, even if we see some loss, if we don't change our heart, then Father God's blessing will surely come. Therefore, you and I should have such an unchanging heart and receive all the blessing that Father God has prepared for us. Let me conclude this message, brothers and sisters. Tonight, I told you about General Naaman and his deeds and goodness. The reason God regarded Naaman as good was because of his humble heart. He listened to all the goodness because he was humble. Second, he put his faith into deeds. He didn't just hear the good news. He showed his faith in deeds and pleased God. Even though the word of the prophet was not in accordance with his thought, he was not stubborn. He followed the word of God. Father God called it goodness. The third reason, he had an unchanging heart. He didn't forsook the grace that Father God gave to him. He paid for it. And Father God called his heart good. General Naaman followed the will of God till the end. And he obeyed, even though the thought was not in accordance with his own thought. When he showed his deeds and showed complete obedience, Father God was pleased with him and healed him of his leprosy. Brothers and sisters, in order to receive answer, we gotta show the deeds that General Naaman showed. I believe it's not difficult for you to show that kind of faith in deeds. And when you show that kind of deeds of the truth in this sinful world and accomplish the goodwill of Father God and have goodness in your heart, then Father God will be pleased and you will shine in Father God's kingdom. Therefore, I pray in the name of the Lord that you accomplish the heart of goodness and receive blessing in 2020.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.